This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You think the Warriors are in trouble?
I don't think they're in trouble, but I do think that tomorrow night, 6 o'clock tip, by the way, in case you're going, or if you're not going, you can catch it here on 95.7 The Game, but it's an early tip. I think that tomorrow is going to be a 48-minute war. I don't think tomorrow is going to be a cakewalk.
Oh, I don't think it's going to be a cakewalk.
So I don't think that they're in trouble.
I think they're going to win it.
I'd like their chances.
Yeah.
If I was to bet, like last night, if I was to bet, and I would never bet against my team because I don't like that feeling.
I don't even really like betting on my team. Exactly. I don't want to.
Last night to me was a pretty easy call, and I sent it out on Twitter, I think, right before the tip. I put it as an 18-point game. Houston was just going to be so revved up.
And they played great.
Yeah.
They played like sometimes. But sometimes when you're revved up, it actually spills you in the wrong direction.
It can.
They played great.
They were awesome.
Yeah, give them all the credit in the world.
A young team in their first ever playoff series, for the most part, playing at home, backs against the walls, against a veteran team that, the way they played, they were like, all right, I guess we got to play this game.
It did look like that.
Steph's thumb is gigantic.
Yep.
And, you know, Draymond Green needs treatment on multiple body parts every time he comes out. And Jimmy Butler's got a tailbone bruise.
Right. But those things aren't new. Those things were all true in game four.
Right. But you go to game five, you travel all the way to Houston in game five, and it doesn't go well early, and you're down 20-8. It's easy to kind of say, okay, all right. Well, I mean, we've got Friday. So, you know, Steve asks him at halftime and says, hey, what do you guys think? And it's like, give us 5 minutes. If we can't cut this thing from 27 down to 18, then we're good. And that's what it was. 27 turned into 29, and it was a wrap.
No, it was over.
Yeah.
It was over. It was over a couple minutes. I mean, it was already over, but yeah.
It was over.
I like the way they played that. And certainly we'll ask Steve about all of those sort of approach ideas, including how close was he or would he have been to bringing the starters back in if that thing had gotten to single digits, which it threatened to do so, but didn't. And there's a lot to consider there, which is to say that, A, the bench players are the ones who brought you back. So do they deserve to stay in? Or would they have gotten tired? And then are you bringing in Jimmy Butler, Steph Curry, and Draymond Green cold? They've been sitting on the bench for a while. Does that put their muscles in some sort of danger? And so a lot to consider. Can't wait to talk to Steve about that. We'll talk to him about all of these things. He will join us today at 5 o'clock on Willard and Dibbs. We'll take your phone calls until then. 888-957-9570. I get it. In general, whatever happened most recently is what's on our mind and shaping our emotions. And I, too, was surprised that this game got that out of hand that quickly. I really credit the Rockets for that because they're the ones who could have come in tight, and they did not. They came in the opposite. Very loose, very confident, used the home crowd to their advantage. Officiating certainly went their way early. They took advantage. They made their free throws. Give them all the credit in the world. But that's really the only surprise. To be honest with you, Dibs, if before the series had started, and I think you and I both had Warriors in six.
Yep. Yep, absolutely.
If before the series had started, if someone had said to you, oh, you like Warriors in six? Tell me which four go to the Warriors and which two go, and you know exactly what I'm going to say.
Right.
It has literally gone to script.
Right.
Those is the Warriors would steal game one, the easiest one to steal. The Rockets will respond and get game two. The Warriors will hold home court for three and four. The Rockets will desperately get game five. And then the Rockets will give the Warriors a little scare in game six. And the veteran experience and officiating in your home court will take care of the fourth quarter tomorrow night. And the Warriors will win. Now, maybe not.
Maybe not.
Maybe not.
And we'll have to check on the crew tomorrow morning.
That's what I would have said before the series started if I had to guess.
Yeah, and I think I had the first two games reversed. I thought that the Rockets would win game one and the Warriors would steal two, but I also said that they would win the two at home, and then you go back to Houston, and a closeout in game five is always going to be tough, especially when you are going up against a team that's going to show that much fight and that much verve, and Houston did. And so you got down by a dozen halfway through the quarter, and you really didn't make any inroads. And next thing you know, you're down 20, and Curry wasn't hitting, and Draymond Green was lackluster, and Jimmy Butler suddenly thought that he was Reggie Miller. Like, you come out and you shoot four threes in the first quarter. Like, I don't know. It felt like they approached it in terms of a batter who's just swinging for the fence. If I connect, this thing's out of here. And so I'm going to swing as hard as I can. And if I don't connect, well, it's going to be a three-pitch at-bat, and I get struck out, and that's just going to be the way it goes.
Want to go to the phones, but this is totally random, but this just popped in my head thinking about last night. And, Grandy, you could weigh in on this, too, since you and I talked about this yesterday. Did you sit down and root for the Lakers? Like,
no.
You
were
in?
No,
see,
God, no.
See, you say, of course, and you say, God, no.
I don't know how you do that. What does that feel like?
I tried and I couldn't.
Yeah, no.
But you, like, I know what you're thinking, Grandy. I know what, like, I get it, which is that you want Minnesota to have to keep playing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Against any other opponent, but
rooting for what's best for the Warriors supersedes hatred for any particular team.
Yeah, I get it.
I wonder about that because if the Dodgers are facing the Padres, and it's game 162, and if the Dodgers beat the Padres, then the Giants win the division. Are you rooting for the Dodgers?
Absolutely. Well,
yeah, I don't know if you can do that.
Course. You're not. You're rooting like for the Giants to lose the division?
Well, you'd still be a wild card. So, and in this scenario, it's not like you can't beat Minnesota now because they have a couple of days of rest. This is the Lakers, and I don't, under any circumstance, I can't do that. Like, yeah, LeBron, go Dodgers. Give him the ha-ha. You can play that all you want, Grandy. You're not going to shake me off my spot.
No, but
Laker fans up in this building.
I'm going to split the difference on what the two of you are saying because I will agree with Grandy for sure. If something's going to, like, give a playoff berth to your favorite team, good Lord. You'd be shocked at what I would root for. I'd go way past the Dodgers.
Well, this is just getting an additional, I mean, not an additional amount of rest, but getting it so that Minnesota doesn't have 2 days of rest.
Right. Well, here's the idea being that you wanted either to not be at a rest disadvantage. And who knows, maybe that series ends up going to seven and you end up getting a total rest advantage. It could go out to 5 or 6 days potentially even. So I get where he's coming from there, but here's where I'll meet you, which is that I sat down and I rooted for the Lakers, but I just couldn't really put my heart into it. And the second they lost, I was like, that's kind of fun.
That's always fun. Pure joy.
That's kind of fun watching the looks on the face. J.J. Redick looked like he aged about 10 years last night. Ooh, that was a bad series for him.
He's not a real head coach.
I'm not going to take that from him.
I'm going to take that from him.
He got exposed
in
this series.
He's a fraud. He's never coached, and he got the job because he had a neat little podcast, and the superstar said, yeah, here's a guy who I can probably control, and will do what I say, and we're going to draft my kid, and everything's going to be awesome. And yeah, nice regular season, and you got Luka Doncic, and you still couldn't beat Minnesota. He's a fraud.
He won 50 games.
Go ahead and tweet that, Lucas.
Yeah, no, he won 50 games. I think he is or can be, is in the process of becoming a good coach. if these 22-year-old Rockets are allowed some space to grow into playoff form, then so is J.J. Redick. Like, I don't think he's a fraud or any of that. I do think, boy, did he get whipped by Finch in this series.
Yeah.
He got absolutely schooled.
It's because he's not a coach. Well, he's never coached. And so you're never going to coach. And then your first job is going to be coaching the Lakers, and you're going to play your five best players for 24 minutes in the second half.
That was a mistake.
Last night, you react by trying to go really small, and we're going to show Minnesota that they can't match up with us. And turns out they can. And Minnesota took it to you.
Did you see Gobert's numbers? Oh, my God. Did y'all catch Rudy Gobert's numbers last night?
Like a zip code. Like 24, 22, and 17.
Hold on.
Like,
I got to look and see where it finished. Rudy Gobert last night had 27 points and 24 rebounds, two blocks, no turnovers.
Yeah.
And we got a fight.
Woo! Man. That 12 of 15 from the field.
Good job, JJ.
Rudy,
I mean, you really played him off the floor, didn't you?
Randall and Gobert went for 50. They combined for 50 points in that game. Minnesota got, wait for it, Anthony Edwards to go 0 for 11 from three-point range.
Oh, yeah?
And Minnesota still won on the road.
Exactly.
Three-point range for Minnesota. Guess the percentage.
I'm looking at it.
You're looking at it?
Yeah, 15%.
14.9%.
Win. That's a win.
And a road victory.
Yeah.
So just wild. Anyway, let's go to the phones. People want to weigh in. We'd love to take your calls until Steve Kerr gets here in about 2 hours. Last night's game, do you believe the Warriors, like, is this a sign of trouble? Or take a breath, same as Memphis a few years ago. Warriors will get tomorrow night. That's kind of where I lean. I'm not going to say tomorrow's going to be easy. It's not going to be easy. I think the game is set up for the Warriors to win it. George in Los Altos. Hey, George, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Guys, I also think that they're going to win tomorrow night, but just a couple of things, and maybe I read the stats wrong, but there's a silver lining to last night's game, in my opinion. If you take a look at the number of minutes played by Houston's players 1 through 6, they were on the floor for 160 minutes, whereas the Warriors 1 through 6 players were on the floor for 130. And yet the Warriors came out, they tied them in the third quarter, and they won the fourth quarter. But I think more importantly, it taught our bench guys, it gave them experience in the playoffs, and it really showed the vets that these guys have a lot of grit. So I'm really looking forward to tomorrow night. I'm not the least bit surprised that the Warriors fell down last night. I think it's just, you got to expect that you're up 3-1. You got three guys, your best players are all in their mid to late 30s. So to me, it's not a big deal about what Steve did. So I'm looking forward to tomorrow night. And as far as the Rockets themselves are concerned, I'm sorry. These guys are just, three of them are just a bunch of punks. I can't give them any more than that. They need to grow up.
We're going to need names, George. Three Rockets or punks. Which three?
Thompson, Green, and Sengun are three snot-nosed punks.
Amen Thompson's a punk?
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, seriously researched, hard-hitting history podcast told through entertaining stories. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you see his attitude on the court, man? Come on now. I know he's only 19 years old. I'm not talking about his skill as a player. I'm not saying that about any of the three of them. I'm just saying about their attitude. You could tell these guys are not ready for this stage yet. They're going to be a force for many years to come. I give them that. But I don't think they're ready for the stage right now. And I think that's why they're going to lose this series to the Warriors.
George, thanks. Appreciate it. Amen's actually 22, just like everybody else.
Right.
All Rockets are 22. Doesn't matter who they are. They're all 22.
Outside of Jeff Green and Steven Adams and Fred VanVleet.
They've also now gotten waivers. They also are 22.
Jeff Green has played 22 years, so that might be his personal 22.
Yeah, exactly. Anyways,
I think Thompson's a little strong for me.
I think he's a good player.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Amen Thompson is a good player. I know he's the one who, you know, and everybody's got a different opinion about the Jimmy Butler injury, and I know that was Thompson. But I don't think he's a punk. Dylan Brooks is a punk, and Şengün is a punk in the making. It looks like to me.
Well, he carries on a little bit, and even when he got headbutted by Pat Spencer, and it was a nosy nuzzle. It wasn't even really a headbutt. He gets bipped by the head, and then now we throw our head back and we stagger four steps back.
That's what I'm saying.
It's a little too stereotypical Euro behavior.
It's absurd.
And I don't want to paint all Euros with the same brush, but Luka is from Europe, and the way he carries on with the head snap and the rest of it, it's a little too dramatic.
It's embarrassing.
What it is. Yeah.
And that's what I'm getting at. And you can say that this is like a sidebar, and I'll even partially agree with you. It's not what last night in the end was about, but if you are a 7-foot all-star, and even if you do think something happened under the rim, there's a foul, everybody's walking away, and you decide, I'm going to go give a shoulder to Pat Spencer. The guy who watches Warrior basketball games for a living. I'm going to go shoulder that guy, and then I'm the victim when he gives you kind of a headbutt-ish?
Nah, it wasn't a headbutt.
Whatever, yeah. Like, he gave him a little, and you're going, we're going to fly across the floor. Like, it's embarrassing.
And to your point, and I'm just going to do my amateur lip reading because I'm looking at the 3-minute clip of the whole sequence. And part of the 3-minute montage is they cut to Draymond Green, who's looking up at the Jumbotron, and he looks at it and he sees it and he just utters two words. One word is a synonym for a female dog.
Okay.
And the other one is a synonym for a donkey. And he's smiling.
I think I got it.
He smiles and he goes,
same initials as Brandon Ayuk.
Correct.
All right.
So Draymond's looking up and he goes, B-A.
Yep.
And he's like laughing like to Shane. Basically,
totally.
Şengün, female dog mixed with a donkey. That's what I think of you.
This might be
hilarious.
One of my favorite texts on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line that just came in from 650. Şengün was barely an all-star. Oh, well then,
okay.
Maybe if he could just barely get into a fight with the 14th man on the bench, then it'd be okay. Like, I get what you're saying. I'm not saying Şengün is a starter. He's not Giannis. But, dude, you are an accomplished 7-footer in this league. You're an accomplished 7-footer, an all-star on a 2-seed. You're going to go take your shoulder and chase down Pat Spencer, who you've got 8 inches on that guy, and then you're going to go flying across the court when he challenges you? Embarrassing. Embarrassing. And he shouldn't have done it, because I do think, even if on the smallest of levels, it got the Warriors' attention, it probably galvanized the team a little bit.
Well,
I'm not saying that
I think it entertained him.
Yes.
And from what I'm seeing of all the reactions from the Warriors, they thought that it was hilarious.
It probably, if nothing else, it probably helped the flight home.
Oh, for sure.
Be a little bit less down.
I wonder if they get on the flight and they realize, okay, we got to play these guys again. Somebody walks up to Pat Spencer with one of those giant WWE championship wrestling belts.
For sure.
And you just drape it on him and say, all right, Pat, you're the new champ. And
just,
you know,
walk over to him in practice and bring him a chair. Here, hit somebody with this.
Dude, totally.
I don't know. They're probably getting a good laugh out of it.